defense in Vietnam seemed to echo your feelings that we got from the, or be very similar. We've been hearing a lot lately about troop buildup in North Korea. What do you think is coming there?
Without any question, Kim Il-sung, who is the dictator of North Korea, he's the head of the communist state, has read our conduct in Southeast Asia as a sign of weakness. Without any question, he is toying with the idea of taking advantage of this display of weakness. He is a very belligerent man, and I think his strategy will be to try to get the United Nations to withdraw its support of our forces in South Korea. Now, I don't have to remind you that our forces in South Korea, which fought the battle in 1950, 51, 52, and 53, were United Nations forces. We fought under the aegis of the United Nations. That aegis still exists. And I think Kim Il-sung's strategy, and that of perhaps aided and abetted by the two great communist powers, the Chinese People's Republic and the Soviet Union, will be to try to influence the United Nations to withdraw that aegis and dissolve the United Nations command. And when that would be the first step toward perhaps overt aggression, but as a minimum, psychological warfare against the regime in the South. The objective of Kim Il-sung and all communist states, of course, is to expand their territories, and in case of North Korea, to take over South Korea and unify the Korean Peninsula under the communist regime of North Korea, as North Vietnam did South Vietnam.
General Clark comments frequently on a test of Americans in Vietnam, in the Middle East, and also in Korea. Do you think this would be a test for us?
Well, we're constantly under tests. We were tested in South Vietnam, Southeast Asia, and we did not meet the test. We've been under tests in the Korean Peninsula for some time, and we've met that test. Certainly, we will continue to be tested by the communist states, not only in Korea, but other parts of the world. It's awfully important, in my opinion, that we maintain our military strength so that it will be clear to any nation, whether friend or foe, that the United States of America cannot be pushed around.
One other question. I believe it was Defense Secretary Schlesinger who commented Saturday that he would not rule out the use of nuclear force if North Korea invaded South Korea. What kind of action would you recommend being taken if such an invasion were to take place?
We have nuclear weapons, of course, in that part of the world. I won't say that we specifically have them in South Korea, nor will I deny that they're there. But certainly we do have a nuclear arsenal, and that nuclear arsenal is flexible to be used wherever it is to our national advantage to use it. And if the North Koreans attack and we were unable to handle the situation by conventional means, we have the nuclear weapons available, and I believe we would use them. Of course, it's difficult to forecast exactly what we will do in South Vietnam. I thought we would have used our military forces rather than have North Vietnam break the ceasefire, the agreement in Paris, which was signed in 1963, and instead of our using our military power in order to deter that operation and to defeat the aggression, we failed to do so. But I believe, as far as Korea is concerned, there would be public support in favor of using those weapons if necessary.